Help us to see that we are called to be your people, to let your light shine. And as in the hymn we just sang, those beautiful words, that light of truth you give to servants as to friends, your way to walk, your life to live, till earth's brief journey ends. Amen. Today, we take up the second part of our five-part series. 2 weeks ago, we talked about resistance or change. Today, our focus is on refining our purpose and our mission. As Trinity looks forward to where God is leading us, it is important that we talk about mission. And you know, when I looked up in preparation for mission, we could talk all day about mission. Probably you don't want me to do that. But the reality is that we have a mission. Our focus ought to be a simple one. What is God calling Trinity to do? Or what is Trinity's purpose for being a congregation here in Greeley? Back a few months ago, I asked that question at a voters' meeting. I think it is central to our identity as a congregation to know what is it that God desires us to be doing together in this place. Some see the mission of the church to make me feel good, so when I leave, I can feel good about who I am. And yet, so oftentimes, is that the reality of our mission, to just make us feel good? The gospel and the law both need to be heard. And when we hear the law, sometimes it doesn't make me feel good. In fact, it makes me feel far from God. And I need to hear the good news of the gospel. In my 46 years of ministry, I have witnessed our church body struggling with what is our mission? What is our purpose? Been down many different roads to try to define what that really means. Even now, as we live our lives in this 21st century, our mission continually seems to be changing. In 1980, I was called as a mission developer to the Minnesota North District. My goal was, and my mission was, to plant a congregation in a community that did not have an LCMS church. And it was after we had developed that congregation that I was finally called to be their pastor. When we talk about mission in our world today, it is not so simple to define because we live in such a pluralistic society. Discussions about theology and doctrine are oftentimes a struggle. And even within our own walls, sometimes we struggle what it is that is to be our doctrine and mission together. Today, I would like us to focus on two texts. And as I was putting all of this together, I kept thinking, okay, what are the really texts we need to talk about? I was glad I didn't have to talk about the texts this morning. They're kind of tough. The Old Testament's a brutal text, talking about what's going to happen to Israel because of its unfaithfulness. And then you got John the Baptist being beheaded. I'm glad I don't have to talk about either one of those this morning. The reality is I want to talk about what it is to be in mission. And as I really thought about that, I thought there are really two things that we need to think about when we want to talk about mission together in this place. And the first is a very simple one. It's one we all know. It's one we share all the time. It's called the Great Commission. And Jesus came and he stood among them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth have been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you to the very ends of the earth." That's our mission. And guess what? We have a God who is with us. That's what he affirms to us before he ascended back to his Father in heaven. That's our purpose for being here now in this time and place. It is to proclaim the gospel, to share the good news. Christ was quite clear what our purpose is, what our mission ought to be. That's why we call it the Great Commission. The authority comes from God the Father. And it is this authority that has been given to the Son and then is carried out through the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's a difficult mission in our world today. It's a world that's lost because so much of the focus is on what's in it for me. We want to ignore the power of sin or the devil at work in our lives. And you see, when that's our focus, the road leads to eternal destruction. You know, many of our LCMS churches, as you leave their parking lot, simply has a sign that says you are entering the mission field. Many of us learned and can recite the Great Commission by heart. We even use words like discipleship, one who follows Jesus Christ. And it is to be our mission to carry out to those around us. Trinity needs to sharpen its focus before you set about the task of calling another pastor. Yes, there's a mission here. It's called the school. And many of you can define that mission, and yet many of you see it as your only mission. And then that creates a great deal of debate. What is our calling from God? The school is a part of that. We need to affirm that. But what else does God want us to be doing in this place? The reality is that most of us struggle with talking about our faith. That's what it is to be a good Missouri Synod Lutheran. We like to know what we believe, but don't ask me to tell you what I believe. And unfortunately, yeah, we can laugh, but it's a reality that we should be ashamed of. We should all be witnesses. We should all be sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not a faith that ought to be hidden. It's a faith that ought to be shared, lived. And as the hymn said, "Your way to walk, your life to live, till earth's brief journey ends." Think about that. That is about who we are as brothers and sisters in Christ. It is not only to talk the talk, it is to walk the walk of who we are as brothers and sisters in Christ. And then that brings me to the second part of our mission. And there we go to 2 Corinthians, to the 5th chapter. Where there, Paul writes, "From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting our trespasses against us, and entrusting us to the message of reconciliation. Therefore, you are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. And we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Our mission is to proclaim the gospel, to share the good news. And the second part of that is to live it out, knowing that we have been reconciled to Christ, and we ought to be ambassadors of reconciliation one to another. It was through his cross, his death, his resurrection that Christ overcame sin and the devil for us. We need to talk about reconciliation and what that means for each of our lives. To really proclaim the gospel, we have to talk about the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is so important in our lives because too often we hang on to the things that have hurt us and offended us. When we need to allow the power of forgiveness to motivate us to love one another, even when we have been offended by a brother or sister. Paul wrote to a church at Corinth that was highly conflicted. The truth is, every church has some conflict. Everyone who enters these doors is struggling with something in their life. It's the power of sin at work in each one of us. You see, this is a place for sinners. Not only do we need to hear God's love for us, we need to experience that love through our relationships one to another. Reconciliation is what we ought to be about as brothers and sisters in Christ. When we come together for the confession, we confess our sins. And through that confession, we receive forgiveness that only God can give to us. We need to look at one another through the light of God's love for us. And when someone has said the wrong thing, or offended us, or left us hurting, we need to go about that ministry of reconciling one another. And you know, it's really easy for me to stand up here and say all this. The truth is, it's quite difficult for any one of us to really focus on this together, because when we are hurt, we are hurt. When we have needs, we have needs. And so when it comes about reconciliation, sometimes that can be a difficult part for us each to do. When I am hurt, it is hard to look at another who has hurt me through the eyes of God's love, and yet that's the reality of who we are. We are called to be the body of Christ. Our mission, should we accept it, is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to do that through reconciling one another back to Christ and to each other. It is a reality for redefining our purpose and our mission together. It is a reality that needs to be shared and lived out in each one of our lives. It's going to be a challenge. But remember, we are God's people. And it is God who leads us to new places, to new avenues of service, to ways to proclaim the gospel to those who need to hear that good news in their lives. And yes, sometimes we are the ones who need to hear that good news. This is our mission. It needs to be defined. It needs to be shared. It needs to be lived. In Jesus' name, amen.